Weekdays, TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. I'm here this evening. I have a couple of guests and a special guest, and we're going to talk about guests who have businesses this evening. And I'm just going to just say very quickly, can you just introduce yourself? Because once you introduce yourself, then we're going to go to a short intro to kind of tell you what the show is all about. Matter of fact, I think we'll go do that right now so that you get an idea in terms of what this show is for. Entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so now you get an idea in terms of what this show is all about. We have a special guest who is an entrepreneur, and he's a giving entrepreneur. He has a show that actually comes on before mine, and I'm going to introduce you to Brian...
Cash Claws.
Cash Claws or Claws Kirk.
Oh, yeah, but people that know me will all call me Brian Cashless. Right?
I'm not going to call you that on there.
Right. And my friend over there...
Introduce your guest.
My friend, his name is June, right?
Right, Gomez. June Gomez.
So tell us, what's the name of your hair salon?
Hair Technique.
And I think the most important thing with you is that you have been a very successful entrepreneur for many years, laundromats, multiple hair salons, and your whole career has been being an owner.
And a restaurant, too.
And a restaurant. So if anybody could be ideal for Gene's show, it's you. And what we like to do, I think, from what I see from Gene's show, is to see, also talk about the mistakes you made that people could watch out for, so you can teach people not, through your experience, not to make the same mistakes.
Yeah, first business was the laundromat I started.
Mm-hmm.
And after a few years, it was very hard, like, to pay the bills and all that. So there was a guy who was interested to go partnership with me. So I said, okay. He said, I'll take over the mortgage for the machines. And I said, okay, then he wants to move things from here to there and the machines and spending all the money we make. You know, it's a joint account we have. And take wages from the business, and then after 1 year, he didn't want to be in business. I said, it's too bad. He said, give me some money, then I paid for the mortgage for few months, you know. So he said, give me 5,000, then we are even, like, you know. But he took all the money, like, to move in the machines and all that. So that's a big mistake. You should never have partnership in businesses.
Do you know what two ships you don't want to be on? A sinking ship, right? You
yes.
don't want to be on a sinking ship.
Yes.
And what's the other ship you don't want to be on?
Partnership.
A partnership.
Oh, partnership. Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
And then sometimes the sinking ship is better.
Yes.
Because at least you have a chance.
Yes. Yeah, but I never give up. Like, you know, so after a couple of years, I gave him a check for 5,000. And then after 1 year, he wanted to cash it. He said, later date, and give me a check. So after 1 year, I think he wanted to cash the check. But there was no money in the account. I sold all the machines after 1 year to a guy. I couldn't sell the business, you know.
Right.
Then I opened a restaurant at the same time, put money there too. And the guy said, okay, give me 10,000 and then you lease the place. So I tried for a year. Then again, I had a partnership there. Second time. That partner said, after 6 months, I'm quitting. I said, sure, whatever money you put now, it's gone. You can't have money back, right? It's his decision to go. And the third business was the hair salon. So I went to school, did hairdressing, and started the business. So after 3 months, you had to do the apprenticeship for 2 years, but you need a licensed hairdresser there. So this girl said, okay, I'll be with you because I'm licensed. So she want to become a partner. So we didn't put any money for the business. Like every month we used to give, like, you know, 500 and plus the rent. So again she said, oh, I'm going to school, can you give me 25,000? I'm going to school, I don't want to be in business. So I said, okay, you want to go to school, I'll give you 25,000. And then next day she moved to the same building, like it's a strip mall, two steps down. So that's how it is. So I don't think nobody should have partners in a business, you know. If you can't afford it, just don't start the business.
I'm surprised the plaza would allow that, too.
But it's the same strip mall. Two brothers are running the place. Like half is one brother, the other half is the other brothers. So they could do that.
Wow. What do you think about that, Gene?
I'm looking for stories all the time because I'm trying to avoid as many mistakes as I can, although I know they come along with...
But I was getting more busier. She moved there, but she couldn't handle the people, like, and they all come to me, and I had to hire more people. It was just me and her and my daughter. So I had to hire about 10 people after that to run my business. I was so busy.
Wow. Whatever happened with her?
She was still there trying to rent a chair to this one, that one, but she's never there. She also, like, gambled a lot.
That'll do it.
So when the client comes, she's not there. So they come to me, so I end up having all her clients.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's why she couldn't stay with me, because she see all her clients going to me because I'm always there and I'm doing a good job, right?
Right. What a story.
Okay. So who's the gentleman sitting next to you?
This gentleman, I know him for 31 years. Okay. He was in the military and he was in Winnipeg and he was helping me with the restaurant too.
You tell him
because I couldn't afford to pay somebody to work at the beginning. I have two kids and I'm a single mom.
Great.
So he used to do the waiter job and he will give me all the tips and everything.
Introduce him at least.
He's René Laliberté.
Ready?
René Laliberté is from Quebec.
Yeah. I was in the Canadian Air Force,
right? Right.
Originally from Quebec, that's why you hear an accent probably. And when I met her, so I started, she had the laundromat, so I used to be an aircraft mechanic and all that, so I started fixing her machines and everything. Then when she wanted to go to a restaurant, I said, what? Why you want to do that now? And she said, oh, I'd like to try different things and everything. So I was a waiter at night. And the funny story is I had a job in Air Command headquarters over there. I was a captain. And this guy that works near my office, he's a captain also. He comes with his wife to the restaurant. And he sees me there. He said, oh, this guy must have a problem, must have a drug problem or something. Why does he need to work as a waiter at night? Being a captain and everything. So that was quite a joke there. Only later on they became our friends and we explained that she was running the business and I was helping her through it. But that was kind of funny.
The gentleman that does that helps you normally, he 26 years, was he, what was branch was he in? The guy that works with you on the show.
Dukes.
He was in the Air Force too, right?
Yeah. Duke. Yeah.
So the guy that does the show with Gene.
Air Force mechanic.
And look what you are.
Yeah. Well, there
Wouldn't
you
that
go.
Have been neat if he was here?
Unfortunately, he couldn't be here today.
Yeah. So. Yeah,
but he's an Air Force mechanic, 26 years in the Air Force. And he's a really neat old guy. Not old, I shouldn't say it that way. A neat gentleman.
Oh, I would have liked to meet him.
Yes, you will.
Just come on back.
Yeah. He's a really neat guy. 26 years in the military and just a real dignified man.
Are you military?
No.
Okay.
No.
You are, though.
What's that?
Yes.
Military.
Well, I've been retired for 22 years now. Yeah. But yes, I was in the Air Force. Canadian Air Force, not the U.S. one. But we're all friends, right?
Right. Okay. Bombs Away. Do you know I did an interview with Bombs Away? It was they're a band out of... what's the place with the kangaroos?
Australia.
And you know they had over 1 billion views. Have you ever heard of that? No, they're a famous band in Australia. And they were coming down here to do a concert, just a few concerts down here. And I had them on for a whole show.
Great.
You know, little did they know I was a nobody. You know what I mean? Just a guy here. But I ended up having them on. Bombs Away.
Wow, that's pretty good.
But in the Air Force, that you can understand that, right?
Yes, I can understand that.
You just don't want to be in the receiving end of it.
That's right.
Right. Okay, we're going to take a short break to hear a little bit from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with June.
Renee.
Brian.
And Brian. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
Up and down and round and round, but the entrepreneurs hanging there doing their business. We have a caller on the line that may have a question for you, I understand.
Larry LaBelle is on the line.
Hey Larry, how you doing?
Pretty good, yourself?
Oh, we're doing pretty good.
What's your question, Larry?
I didn't have a question.
He just got on, so he's going to listen in for a little while.
He's going to listen in for a while, okay.
Wow.
Okay.
That's
Larry.
Good.
Larry's an entrepreneur, and so he's someone that I know, and he's going to be coming on our show the second time around. But we're here talking to some entrepreneurs, and from all three of you, since you're all in the entrepreneur business, what motivated you to start your business?
Well, me? Because I didn't want to work for anybody else, to be honest with you.
Without the motivation.
And then there was times that, you know, you have to fake it till you make it. I've been in financial trouble over my career where my account was overdrawn. And but yet you got to put on a face that everything's going good. And you don't allow people to see the struggle. There is a reason why most people don't open businesses. Most people are sheep waiting to be prodded by its shepherd, and they refuse to be a lion. And I can't say that because you don't want to hurt other people's feelings. Hurt people hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't also then be cocky at the same time, even though you're the business owner. But I do think to myself sometimes why people don't have the courage, I would say, to be fearless, to open up a business. And then you always hear all the excuses of why they don't, right? They're not, they want to stick their toe in the water, you know, where I say, jump in. Wait a second, just jump in. And I used to do that with my kids, you know, because in our pool in the backyard, you know, I see my son test and see how cold the water is. And I would tell him, I don't ever want to see you do that. I know that sounds crazy, right? Just jump in, right? And that's what it takes to be a business owner. Do you have the courage to create paths for others to follow, right? Yeah. Or do you want to follow the path others have created? I think what an entrepreneur is to have a vision, right? And you have to have a vision to see what you believe can happen. And there'll be a lot of naysayers out there.
Oh, yeah.
And you did it, Renee, to June. Like, why would you want to open up a restaurant, right? You did that. It's not that it's bad. I'm just saying there'll be naysayers out there, too, that'll tell you why you can't do something. And it's not Mexican't, it's Mexican.
That's great.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Be willing to get in the arena. Do you want to be a gladiator? Or do you want to be a spectator? Because if you look at a football game, right, for, say, soccer or football, whatever, there's 70,000 spectators.
Yeah.
But how many people are actually in the arena?
In the...
Right? The gladiator. Well, I want to be a gladiator.
In the game.
I want to be in the arena. And I want people clapping, go, Brian, go. How about this? Go, June, go. Go, June, go.
And we have another caller that might cheer you on. We have Tammy.
Hey, Tammy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tammy. How are you?
I'm
doing well.
So tell us what business question you want to ask the experts. June is here with
Renee.
All
right. Well, I have a question. So what advice would you give to someone who is thinking of starting a new business, and what is the best kind of business to start?
Ooh, I want to take a shot at that one.
Yeah.
In my opinion, the best business to start is the one that's in your mind to start. It's the vision that you have that you got from somewhere, and making a decision to get started. Try it out. Because it's your business.
Right.
Right. If you love what you do, right? If you love what you do, and think of it from a spiritual side of it, where love is God is, right? So it's inside you. And if you believe the Bible where it says the kingdom of God is within, if you love what you do, you've never worked a day in your life. You know, and that's where you have gratitude, right? If you can be grateful for the little things. You know, I have a window where the shower is, and I didn't do it right then and there. But we have all these squirrels at our house. You seen them, Tammy, all over the place, because we have an acorn tree in the backyard.
So
we're inundated with squirrels. So I'm looking out the window, and guess what I'm seeing a squirrel doing? He's digging, and he's pulling up a nut. And then he starts to eat it. But I just blew it off, right? But then later on, I thought to myself, that was beautiful, right? If you can notice the butterflies, right, then you know you are right spiritually. If you can notice nature, the clouds, the trees, say you get stopped at a stop sign, and then you notice the trees waving. They're saying, hello, June, how are you? You get what I'm saying? They're saying, Renee, get the heck out of here. But the point is that to answer your question is if you love what you do, you'll have more passion, you'll believe in what you're doing, have the vision for it, and don't take no, and have people surrounding you that see the same vision. Right? Because there's friends, there's friends and foes.
Yeah.
And I know I'm going on too long, but you want friends. Foes are the ones that they say they're your friend, but they don't believe in your vision, and they don't have your best interest. What you want to have is friends that are on your inner circle that believe in the vision, your vision.
Right.
And then when you love what you do,
what kind of experience you have, like you want to start a business, like do you have any qualifications, like hairdressing or
restaurant maybe?
Thinking of a vision, it's not something I really have experience at, but let's say a restaurant.
you don't need experience. For businesses now, you don't need a degree or anything like that. Anybody can start a business. I didn't go to school to do business, but from 1989, I've been in business, but I never give up. I always find something, you know, about 5-6 businesses. Even I came here 3 years ago from Canada, and it was COVID, and I couldn't go to work. So what I did, I started doing plants. And then I put on the Facebook, and then the farmers, they came to me, and they bought plants from me, and they wanted like thousands of plants from me. They'll send a truck.
Wow.
Yeah, like 2,000 plants. Then you will make like 6,000-7,000 from that, right? You just have to get some soil and water. That's all you need. And they'll provide the seeds for you. So you can start anything you want. Even hairdressing. You can go do shampooing in a hair salon and you don't need license. And later on, you can go to school and get your license, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And have your own business.
Great.
Thank you. Very good advice.
Great tips, too.
Thank you.
And the funny part is, for the plant business, I told June, I said, just keep it as a hobby. You love doing plants and all that. So she had 1, 2, 3. And then the next thing I know, she's in 1,000 plants. I said, what are you doing? And she said, never mind. I love doing it. And you know what? It turned out perfect. Like, people wants to buy them. And like she said, eventually she managed to sell them. And it's fantastic. It's whatever you feel like it's something you like to do, and you have a little bit of experience into it, and you start small and build up from there.
Yeah, right now I'm taking a break for the winter, and I have my own hair salon, so I want to concentrate on that. Because when I do the plants, I can go 24 hours doing that. It's so much fun, you know.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Well, you're
thank you very, very much. We're going to take another short break so that you hear something more from our sponsor. But you're listening to June, Mr. Cash, and Renee. We'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Stop you. You're going to have obstacles, you're going to have challenges, but don't let anyone stop you from pursuing that business that you would like to have. Speaking of that, have you had any naysayers along the way? You mentioned naysayers a few minutes ago.
Yeah, like the word, you know what the word obstacle means in Chinese? Seriously. Yeah. When they use the word obstacles, they in their dictionary it says opportunity. Right? It's
you
an opportunity.
Right. Yeah.
So anytime you have obstacles, it's good there's obstacles.
Yeah.
And why would I say that? Yeah. It's good there's obstacles. Because if there weren't obstacles, then everybody would open up a business. Right? So obstacles stop people from opening up businesses for the people that have the courage to open up businesses. So obstacles, what you got to do is just overcome them and believe in yourself. You know, faith is not believing that God will, right? Faith is knowing that God will. And there's a difference between believing and knowing. Can you just see it in your heart? It's called the language of the heart. Yeah, and I have had, some really horror stories. And then I actually had a guy, send me an email, right? And I'm not going to give names because I just don't think that's appropriate.
Right.
But I've been doing this for 40 years.
Wow.
Think about that. Wow. I put out my first magazine 40 years ago. There were no computers. It was cut and paste. It was rubber cement. And there was no such thing as a computer, right? No cell phones, right? And I had this guy through an email, through everything. Now with the emails, it's all documented. Have you ever seen that show called The Prophet? What he does is he's on CNBC. He comes into a struggling business and he puts money into it and he films it and he takes a percentage of the business and he changes the whole business around. But then he films it, right? And then what he finds out is that when business owners are talking to him about where their business is at. And like, he'll see a room and it's all disarray, he organizes it. But with the film, he films people lying to him. Let that sink in. I have a guy that emailed me that said, oh, the ad looks great, but could you make sure this letter here, this word here is in red? Instead of me paying all up front, can I pay on a month-to-month basis? This is in an email, though, you understand? So then I send back the email, okay, well, make sure that word is in red, and I'll let you pay me on a month-to-month basis. And then he emails back, okay. Print the book. And he says, since I didn't get money from him, that it wasn't a deal. I said, read your email. That's the beauty of differences of deals today versus back 40 years ago. They're documented with the texts and emails, yes. Conversations.
Everything is documented.
Right.
And recorded.
Right. So where I'm at now is, why is it, and I'll ask this question to you or June, why is it that, and I'll just make a point, why is it that 99 people pay you, right? Great people, honest. Why is it the one that doesn't pay you is the one you think about? Any answers to that?
Well, you need that one.
I don't think I had anybody not paying me. One time there was a crazy woman. She took some hair from the head like that, like a bunch of hair, and put it in the soup and said, I'm not paying for this. Like, other than that, I didn't even want her to be in the restaurant. I said, fine, you can go. Like,
do you know, I used to represent restaurants. Yeah. I represented Leo's Italian restaurant. There was a Band-Aid found in the soup. And we had to take everybody out of the restaurant and show their hands that they didn't have a cut. But the news media still, I'll tell you what they do, is they cut things up.
Yeah.
So then I represented in downtown Clearwater an Italian restaurant. The guy opened up a pizza box and there was a cockroach in it. And I represented him too. I was a PR person, public relations. And I did it also for Angie's restaurant. And you know, for downtown Clearwater, yeah, I was really good friends with Angie. And I can go on and on, but I was public relations. Through the media and stuff. I did that for like 10 years. And it's so funny how the media, really, seriously, here I thought I did this great job, and boy, they can slice and dice you where you look stupid. They take one sentence and they slice it.
It's important to understand the media. They get paid to do their jobs.
Right.
So that's part of their job. Cut stuff up, fabricate.
Right. It was kind of weird.
All of that—that's part of the job in order to keep the interest of the people.
And just a reminder, Larry's still on the line. If you
want to let him chime in and ask a question or make a comment anytime you get ready.
Getting ready to ask.
I guess he's getting ready. Larry, too much stuff. You know, we're Larry. It's called the meditation show.
Are you there, Larry?
One thing, too, that a lot of people don't know about or don't consider is if you want to start a business, to get a franchise. There are people out there, like there's a person here in Tampa, Susan Bell, and she will help you find the right franchise for you, each school, abilities and things you love, and she doesn't get paid a cent. It all comes from the franchise company that connects you with.
Is that right?
But it's a great opportunity. I have a person I'm working with now. She's going after a franchise with Chick-fil-A. Great opportunity. She's going to win it.
What? Yes. Yes. What do you think of franchises?
That's a lot of money, too.
Yes.
To get franchises.
What would a Chick-fil-A franchise cost? Anybody know?
I have no idea.
Maybe $200,000. I don't know.
It's up there somewhere.
Yeah. I would even think more, actually.
You know.
Yeah, but isn't it a guaranteed moneymaker? Because everybody loves Chick-fil-A.
Most times it is, but
if you are young,
fail.
It's some okay.
Yeah.
Location.
Do you know, like Walmart will go into an area, a small town, but they kill the small bicycle shop. They kill the small eye air. And they have a bad reputation of going into a town, killing the town, and then leaving 60 minutes to the 60 minutes to the thing on Walmart. Mm-hmm. And they actually coming into town right away. I never thought of it from a negative. But yeah, they're going to kill a lot of the small local yokel businesses because you can't compete against Walmart. And then you know what they do? There was 32 of them that did that. And then once the town went under, then Walmart didn't make money because no one had money, and they left. So people fight the small towns not to have Walmart come in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? The opposite of what you would think.
Mm. Let me. Oh, Larry, you still there?
Yeah. Gene, another thing for people studying business is branding. Leading Breakfast of Champions, it's creating a brand that identifies you, your value, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can use that brand information, you can put it on your website, you can put it in your LinkedIn profile, you can use it all over the place. But your brand, if it's a strong, short brand, will help sell you unbelievably.
Okay, for anyone that's listening, do you have a contact number for the information about the franchising, or can someone get in contact by contacting you?
I'll get the information for you, Gene, and send it to you.
Are you going to send it to me when, how?
I'm trying to get it tomorrow.
Okay, you're going to send it to me. Okay, we'll bring it up at a later show.
Yep.
As far as having something like that for everybody. Now, let me...
The woman who mentioned to you, Susan Mel, who's a local franchise person, she is unbelievable in making sure she doesn't connect you with a company that's not a good fit or has a bad reputation. She wants you to succeed.
Do you have a contact for that?
She doesn't.
Do you have a contact for that person? That you
I'll
can give out or not give out?
I'll get it.
Okay. Anyway, I'm just going to say in the interim, if there's something that I could do for you with my show, the station could do, or Brian's show could do, what type of wish list that you might have a wish list could you come up with of things that you need so we can get that out there and help you to do that? That's also the reason why.
Yeah, right now I need to build the clientele because I'm new here. Because in Canada, I had so many clients, I can't even keep up.
Okay, so how can people contact you?
I can give my number.
They
can go on Hair Technique, Google.
You have an email or Google? Give that information.
I have Google, and my number is 727-238-6007.
Is that?
And they can... Yeah, call me anytime, doesn't matter, morning, evening, night, I'm willing to take appointments.
Do you have an email or anything like that?
Yeah, junegomez888@yahoo.ca.
Okay.
So many people put .com, but mine is CA.
Can you repeat that again?
junegomez888@yahoo.ca.
Great.
So Gomez is a S, not Z. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we prefer that because nowadays you give out your phone number, you get all these robocalls and all that sort of stuff. So emails, they don't talk back.
Yes.
And so that's just what we suggest anyway.
I mostly do the appointments, so if they want to come anytime, like I'm willing to come, I'm free. So they can phone me or email me.
Where are you located? What
6113 Park Boulevard.
In where?
Pinellas.
In Pinellas?
Yes.
Pinellas County, Pinellas, what?
Pinellas County, yeah.
Pinellas County.
Is that like St. Petersburg or is
yes.
it Clearwater?
I think St. Petersburg.
Okay, it's important because we're...
6113 Park Boulevard.
Oh, yeah.
So. North, right?
Okay.
Park Boulevard, North.
We're seeing on YouTube and Facebook. So you're all around the world right now.
So well,
Gene? Yes.
I found Susan Mel's email.
Okay, can you give out that information right quick?
Yep, it's SAMEAR@refocuscoach.com. It's SAMELL at resourcecoach.com. And she's on LinkedIn under the name Susan Mel.
Okay, now repeat that again.
It's SAMELL at
Esource Coach.
Yeah, Esource.
Okay.
Coach,
coach.com. Okay.
If you're on LinkedIn, just search for Susan Mel. She'll be at the top of the list.
Okay, and that's for franchising information. Is that right?
Yep. She's been so successful. I was reading her stuff there when I went to look. Like, she's gone way beyond what she was doing before. She's so successful.
Okay, is she in the local area in this Florida and the St. Petersburg
area?
Okay, she's in the Tampa Bay area. Okay. Okay, great. Okay, do you have any questions for me?
One question that we always dance with is, should you be an entrepreneurship or should you be incorporated? What is the best way to go for a small business like hers, for example?
I can only give you my personal opinion. Part of the reason for the show is for entrepreneurs to help entrepreneurs, and so I can share my perspective from my side. I have a corporation. I have a business that's in a corporation. The reason being is because the reach that I would like to have, the personnel that I'm going to need to run the business, or I've had in the past, is to make sure that on the legal side, you're protecting your employees, you're protecting yourself, you're protecting your company. So that's the reason for a corporation. For the entrepreneur that has their own company, then legally they're liable to just about all their company.
Since you have insurance, yes, you should have insurance
right,
for that.
Yes.
Would you recommend a small business like hers to go entrepreneur first, and then later on as she grows bigger, maybe go toward a corporation?
Yeah, I would recommend starting as an entrepreneur. The starting is where it all happens, because it's your vision of what you like to have for your company. Once you start doing your business and gaining some credibility, you're going to need some employees. That's the time you may want to incorporate, so that you're protecting you, the company, and your employees, and so you have some insurance.
Right now, I have two girls. They're renting, and they have their own insurance.
That's fine. If they have their own insurance, that's okay. As a company. Until you formalize your company, then you just have workers in your company.
Right.
Yeah. When you decide to formalize it, then you want to formalize it so that you make sure everybody's protected.
Yeah, it's a very small space, and it's a small business, so I don't think we need to.
Yeah, I would suggest
incorporate.
Do you know what would be the benefits of turning into a corporation instead of staying entrepreneurship? Is there that big a deal of benefits, or
I can't say benefits. I chose to go the corporation route, because I wanted to the customers that I'm representing are big business.
That's a good point.
So I just wanted to make sure that everyone's protected.
But then I call that guy out.
From that side, for a small business, it may not be necessary.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I've been telling her.
Most people that I work with who've been starting their own businesses choose to become an LLC. It's a lot simpler.
Mm-hmm.
Still offers some protection.
Yeah, offers. I become an LLC. You know what that is?
Limited Liability Corporation.
Right, Limited Liability Corporation. Right, you're just limiting your liability.
Oh, okay. So if we decide to go toward a corporation, we should go toward LLC.
Right. Now, there's a lot of help out there. You can get a lot of help from the Small Business Administration. You can get help from some agencies all around that will help you to put all that together. Like SunBiz. What else is out there?
Well, that's the Department of State.
Yeah.
It has all that stuff.
Okay.
So I don't know anything.
Florida Department of Economic Opportunity.
We just got the shop and we're just running. That's it.
Yeah,
registered.
On that note, what would be available for her? As a buying a new business, starting a new business, is there any help from the states or the government that could give her something to,
start
to go on?
I'm going to suggest that you start with the Small Business Administration. Larry, are you still there, Larry?
Yes, I am.
What's the name of the organization that puts on the seminars and workshops?
Where?
In both St. Petersburg, Tampa.
Talking about career source?
No. It's the small business site.
Right.
Yeah,
I can't remember off the top of my head.
The name has just slipped my memory right now. But there's a places where you can go and get workshops and seminars on putting together your business and all that. And they're all free. So just look into the phone book or on the internet. I'll say type in like small business training, something like that.
And as for the corporations, Sun Biz, yeah. Florida Department of Corporations, they have a very nice breakdown. Sunbiz.org. They will very detailed descriptions as to what is protected under each type of structure.
Okay. Yes, and so if you need more information, my card is outside. I'll give you my card. You can follow up with me. Follow up with that guy right there. He's a wealth of knowledge.
We don't know anybody here because my daughter just moved here, and she worked for the daycare, and she has no friends either. Like we just moved. They were in Louisiana before, and now they moved here.
Well, I just say welcome to Florida.
Thank you.
And then once you sign up, you'll start getting your business credit card solicitations and things like that.
Yeah, once you sign up,
or set up the corporate.
Your money. Everybody wants to give you credit cards. The name of the game is to get you in debt.
So I found out how much a Chick-fil-A franchise is. I will give away $50. So I met him yesterday, and my daughter, best friend, met us, right?
Yeah.
So what I said was, to my daughter, if she can guess the price of the ticket, being in the restaurant industry, she would win $50, and the waitress comes over, right? So I said, you'll get half, and my daughter will get the other half, right? My daughter's friend, right? So she guesses $36. Now, my deal with Gene was I was going to pay for the meal, and he was going to do the tip. So how wrong is that I'm betting his tip, right?
That's pretty good, too.
Yeah. So she guesses $36, right? So the waitress is all excited because she's going to get a $25 tip. Guess how much the bill was? This is yesterday, right?
Yeah, yesterday.
How much do you think the bill was? $36.94.
Wow.
So the waitress acted like, on The Price is Right? She acted like she just won a brand new car. You know what I mean? So then guess who had to give the tip? So he gave his half to the waitress, and I gave my half to my daughter. And isn't that kind of neat?
Wow.
Yeah.
That happened yesterday, right?
Yeah, I think it was yesterday.
It yesterday, right? Or the day before?
Day before, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Did your daughter look at the menu prices or what?
No, she just did it from her head. And she has this beautiful baby there, right?
She had, yeah.
Right? She has a beautiful baby. And my other daughter got, at the age of 16, graduated with had an associate's degree from Pinellas Park. And she got an associate's degree at the age of 16, because if you take all advanced classes now, you get a college credit.
Yeah.
Wow. Right? Wow. So right now she's going to USF.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm really proud of her. And she was valedictorian, and she was a cheerleader. And one of the things I was able to say, just as bragging, it's not good to brag, let other people, don't toot your own horn. But I can say I never missed one of her cheerleading events, ever.
Yeah.
And I feel proud of that.
It's a good dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I have my faults, too.
Now, our time is just about up, but can you give out your contact information one more time so that just in case somebody didn't have their pen ready? And the same for you. One second, if you like.
You want to...
Where are you located? Address and phone number and name of business.
I'm at 6113 Park Boulevard, Pinellas, Pinellas County.
Pinellas Park. Can I ask you a question? Do you want to know something? So you make the checkout to the water company, right? Pinellas Park, right? Who do you make it out to?
They take it from my bank account.
But what do they say? You know what it's called? Think about it. Pinellas Park. Oh. You make it out to PP Water.
Oh, okay. PP Water.
Do you want to give out your contact information right quick?
Anyhow, you know what I did last night, by the way? I fired myself. Right? I did. I looked in the mirror and I said, "You're fired." You're not going to believe that. And then, by being an owner, guess what I did?
Hired yourself back.
When I woke up in the morning, I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, "Are you kidding me? I can't be without you. Not only am I going to rehire you, I'm going to give you a raise." That's the beauty of being an owner.
You know, you should become the president next one. You'd be similar to one we know.
Yeah, I always tell people the check's in the mail. I put out a local Pinellas Park magazine, and then I also do a radio show I've been doing for 26 years. And what I try to do is have people's best interest, and I really believe this, for it's in giving that you receive. And the more you can put out there and help others achieve their goals, then you can start achieving your goals. When you stop trying to get what you want and help others get what they want, then you will get what you want.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to say thank you very, very much for taking the time to come in and share your thoughts and ideas with us. I think we got about a minute left, something like that.
Gene, I have one thing I looked up for you.
Okay.
Score business.
Score. That was the word I mentioned. Score.
Did I tell you how much your franchise was for Chick-fil-A?
No, you didn't.
See that? They can go anywhere from $400,000 to $1.9 million.
There you go.
$1.9 million.
We are not millionaires.
Right. And they set up everything for you, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yes, $1.9 million.
But if you look at the drive-thru, you'll know that you're going to do pretty well with it.
Phone number, too.
Phone number. What's your phone number?
727-638-6007.
Repeat it again.
727-238-6007.
Yeah, it's 238, not
638.
You said the right one.
Did you say 007?
Yes.
Do you know who that is? James Bond.
Yeah.
So you must be a secret agent, aren't you, June, from Canada?
We can't say anything. It's all secret.
That's it. Bombs away.
Do you have a name for your company yet?
Hair Technique.
Hair
Technique, yes.
And then I'd just like to say real quick to AA Absolute Tree Service. That's my friend Brent. If you need tree service, it's AA Absolute Tree Service.
Okay, we're hitting music, which means our time is up. Thanks very much, Larry, for calling in and giving us your comments. But I want you to really think all the things you find yourself doing that you enjoy doing, you literally have been doing it your way. Just go out and tell everybody else what you're trying to do, want to do, and make it happen. It was. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for inviting us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless everybody.
Thank you. God bless.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.